Crime and Crime Again is a true crime podcast containing subject matter that may be graphic or disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. This may end up being a shorter episode, but this case needs all of the coverage it can get. When I researched this case, there was just absolutely no information. There was, of course, Namus and the Charlie Project, and Crime Watch Daily did cover this case, and they interviewed some friends and family. But overall, there is almost zero news coverage on this case, and it hurts my heart because it almost seems like this girl has been forgotten. She deserves to have her story told, and she deserves to be brought home. Downers Grove, Illinois, is a suburb of southwestern Chicago, home to about 50,000 people, including 22-year-old Cheyenne Kloos. A charismatic, bubbly person, Cheyenne had quite a wide social circle. She was well-liked and enjoyed nights out and adventures with her friends. This was the core of who Cheyenne was, outgoing, spontaneous, and friendly, until late 2015 and early 2016. For a long time, Cheyenne stood by her mother's side as she succumbed to aggressive liver failure. Cheyenne's aunt, Sylvia, along with some of Cheyenne's friends, have said that there was a noticeable and heart-wrenching change in Cheyenne's personality. She became withdrawn, more reserved. Her social media had always been extremely active, and she spent a lot of time commenting back and forth with friends. But as she watched her mother become sicker and sicker, Cheyenne became further and further out of reach to her friends and the rest of her family. On January 13, 2016, Cheyenne lost her mother to liver failure. And in the midst of this grief, she also had to grieve the loss of her beloved family dog, a Shih Tzu named Mika, just a few months later in September 2016. Many close to Cheyenne have said that she was definitely struggling with depression. In the past, Cheyenne had gotten involved in drugs somewhere along the line. And after the loss of her mother and her dog, she ventured deeper into Chicago's party scene. Sometime in 2017, Cheyenne met a man named Brian, who certainly influenced and encouraged Cheyenne's partying and other habits. Also important to note is that Brian was 38 years old at the time, almost 20 years Cheyenne's senior, with an arrest record. It's difficult to decipher what exactly Cheyenne's relationship with Brian was. Some describe Brian as though he was just Cheyenne's party buddy and maybe her dealer. Others describe their relationship as more sexual or romantic in nature. But one thing is certain. Whenever Cheyenne and Brian were together, there was heavy partying involved. On November 27, 2017, Cheyenne left the home she shared with her father in Downers Grove. From what her family has said, she only took her laptop and some clothing with her. It seemed that she only had enough clothes with her to last a couple of days. Because Cheyenne didn't have a car at the time, that day, Brian had ordered an Uber to pick her up and bring her to his house. Soon after she arrived at his house that day, Brian posted several photos to Cheyenne's Facebook wall, most of them picturing Cheyenne. According to Brian, it was just the two of them at his house, partying all night and well into the early hours of November 28th. In the interview with Crime Watch Daily, a man named Chad, who says that he and Cheyenne were best friends, claimed that Cheyenne was texting him the entire time she was at Brian's house, and that nothing seemed out of the ordinary. On November 29th, 2017, at 7:08 a.m., Chad received a text from Cheyenne that said, quote, "Babe, can you please answer?" end quote. So it seems that Cheyenne may have been trying to call Chad repeatedly. 33 minutes later, at 7:41 a.m., Chad received another text from Cheyenne's phone saying, quote, "Chad," end quote, with an exclamation point. And 29 minutes after that, Cheyenne texted Chad again at 8:10 a.m., saying, quote, "Are you okay?" end quote. Chad told Crime Watch Daily that while these texts were coming to his phone, he was still asleep. He says that he finally woke up, and at 8:24 a.m., 14 minutes after Cheyenne's last text, he replied to her saying, quote, "Sorry, babe, I just woke up," end quote. And then followed up with, quote, "Hey babe, please call me back. Yes, I'm okay. I was just asleep," end quote. But Cheyenne never responded. All of these texts can be seen in a screenshot featured in Crimewatch Daily's YouTube video about Cheyenne's case. I'll link that video in the show notes. But the screenshot also shows other messages that don't make much sense in the context of the others. Before Cheyenne starts asking if Chad will answer his phone, you can see previous messages. Cheyenne had texted Chad saying, quote, Brian's, end quote. And there are no visible messages above that, nor is there a visible timestamp for that message. But it's easy to assume that Chad probably asked her where she was, and she responded by telling him that she was at Brian's house. After that, Chad responded to that message with, quote, how you getting here, end quote. But again, there is no visible timestamp for that message. It almost appears that somewhere in the previous string of messages, there were plans being made for Cheyenne to go to Chad's house, or wherever he was at. After Chad asks how Cheyenne is getting there, that's when Cheyenne later starts texting him asking if he will answer his phone. 12 hours after Chad responded to Cheyenne asking her to call him back and getting no response, he texted her again at 8:25 p.m., saying, quote, good news, babe, I got a job, end quote. Cheyenne never responded to that message either. And those are all of the text messages that we can see. Chad explains in his interview with Crimewatch Daily that she had been asking if he could come and pick her up. The last post that Cheyenne made on her social media was a Facebook post, linking back to a YouTube video on November 29th, 2017. She also tagged Brian in this post. There was no visible timestamp, so it's unclear whether she posted it before or after her text messages with Chad between 7 and 8 a.m. that day. Days passed by and no one heard anything from Cheyenne. There was no activity on any of her social media. A few days after Cheyenne was last heard from, her father reported her missing to DuPage County Police, but I couldn't find any information anywhere that clarified exactly when this report was filed. On December 11, 2017, 12 days after anyone had last heard from Cheyenne, there was a potential huge break when a call came in to 911 dispatchers from Cheyenne's phone. Unfortunately, the phone call was nothing but silence, and then the caller hung up. To this day, it's still unclear who made that phone call, whether it was Cheyenne herself or someone else. Investigators were able to trace this call to a cell tower at Mallard Lake Forest Preserve, which was about 20 miles from Brian's home and about 18 miles from Cheyenne's home. Everyone close to Cheyenne was confused. No one had any idea how or why she would have been at the Mallard Lake Preserve. On December 22, 2017, police conducted a search across the entire 86 acres of the preserve. There were about 100 searchers and a few cadaver dogs that they took out that day, but no evidence connected to Cheyenne was found. In the interview with Crimewatch Daily, one investigator did say that searchers found a few items of interest, but the items couldn't be definitively linked to anyone. A few months later, on March 17, 2018, another search was conducted at the Mallard Lake Forest Preserve, but again, no evidence was found. After speaking with Brian, investigators learned that after spending time with Cheyenne at his house, he had no idea where she had gone. He claimed that at the time Cheyenne seemingly left his house, he was sleeping for a full 18 hours, and when he woke up, Cheyenne was gone. According to investigators, Brian was fully cooperative. He freely gave them access to his phone records, his laptop, and allowed them to search his house without question. Police have publicly stated that Brian is not a person of interest or a suspect in Cheyenne's disappearance. They have never officially named any persons of interest or suspects in her case. Brian was later arrested on February 9, 2018, just 2 months after Cheyenne disappeared, on charges unrelated to her case. On the DuPage County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, they posted an official missing persons alert for Cheyenne on December 21, 2017, which stated that Cheyenne was last seen around the 2100 block of North Kilbourne Avenue in Chicago on December 1, 2017, going into December 2nd. It wasn't specified, but it's possible that that address was actually where Brian lived at the time. NAMIS lists Cheyenne's official date of last contact as December 1, 2017, further stating that an unspecified friend of Cheyenne's verified that they had spoken with her that day. And that is all we know about the disappearance of Cheyenne Kluse. Her Facebook and her Instagram are still up and they are public. There are a lot of comments and conversations that have gone on her Facebook page over the last few years, and those are all available for anyone to see. There is a bit of a rabbit hole with her case, and there is a lot of speculation and theories that have been formulated based on the conversations and the comments and the screenshots that have been posted to her Facebook since she went missing. But overall, nothing is clear about Cheyenne's case. It's not clear who picked her up at Brian's house. It's not clear whether she left just on her own. It's not clear where she could have gone. And no one knows who made that 911 call from her phone. To this day, Cheyenne's phone has never been found. Cheyenne Kluse is a white woman, 5 feet 4 inches tall, and at the time of her disappearance, she weighed approximately 115 pounds. She is very petite. At the time she disappeared, her hair was around waist length and dark brown. She has several tattoos on her right arm, most distinctly a skull with a pink rose. Cheyenne Kluse was officially last seen between December 1st and 2nd, 2017, on the 2100 block of North Kilbourne Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. There are some discrepancies about when she actually left Brian's house, and no one seems to have any knowledge of who picked her up or where she could have gone. Cheyenne struggled and fought her own personal battles, as we all do. She experienced some darkness and may have ventured down dangerous paths in her life, but she was vibrant and funny, and she loved deeply, and she did not deserve this. There is so little coverage on Cheyenne's disappearance, and she should not be forgotten. If you have any information regarding the disappearance of Cheyenne Kluse in early December 2017, please call the DuPage County Sheriff's Office at 630-407-2400 or 630-407-2323. All sources for this episode are listed in the show notes. Please be sure to leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. My Good Pods page will also be linked in the show notes. There, you can rate and review individual episodes, and you can also see what podcasts I've been listening to. You can follow the podcast on Twitter, at CrimeAgainPod, on Instagram, at CrimeAgainPodcast, and on TikTok, at CrimeAgainPodcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode of Crime and Crime Again.